"You get the beer?" he asked. "What do you think?" Jasper grinned. "I had to slip it out past Pap, but I got 2 12-packs in the cooler in the back of the boat. I don't reckon we need that much, but it never hurts to be prepared." "You know how to drive that boat?" Cletus asked. "You get it licensed, got the stickers in place?" "I do," Jasper said. "Day I bought it, Bob was in the crowd. He came up to me right after, like he didn't trust me or something, and gave me the papers to fill out. Can you believe that guy?"
"He's keeping you out of trouble," Cletus said, his grin widening. Sheriff Bob had been through some of their oddest adventures with them, and he knew Cletus and Jasper better than any lawman ought to. He knew you'd just take it out and forget, so he set you on the right track.
"Whatever," Jasper said. "Pain in my butt. Had to go over to Erie Hayes in Hertford and register it. Did you know you had to pay taxes on a damn boat?"
"I did," Cletus replied. "It's one of the reasons I don't have one. We've always caught enough fish from the shore. And honestly, it's harder to fall into the river from the bank than it is from a boat."
"Pansy," Jasper said.
"Maybe," Cletus said, "but I've been in that river. There's more snakes in it than fish, and I've seen snappers as big as wash tubs. Now you tell me there's a double D goddamn dinosaur in there, so you want to chase it in a 15-year-old second-hand bass boat with a freaking half-legal cannon mounted in the bow. Pardon me if my excitometer isn't pegged."
"We got to do it," Jasper said calmly. "If we don't, Max White and his buddies will get back in there and we'll miss out."
"On what?" "Either looking like fools, or, less likely, being eaten by a dinosaur."